Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
It just keeps going, man. On, man. The show does not stop. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Appreciate everybody joining me today. Episode 29. We in the building. 29, man. We one show away from episode 30, man. That's crazy, man. 30 shows already? Y'all didn't think I'd make it a damn 3, did you? Kill yourself. Damn it, man. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Stands for Keep It 100. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Ray, is scared of a little motherfucking rain. Fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Kill yourself.
Calling this nigga in the motherfucking minute. Dialing out on this nigga. Talking about, man, it's raining and shit. Fuck is wrong with P-Reg? He might come anyway. Got my homie Big Swole in here with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Swole in the building, man.
Fuck. Thanks everybody, man, for tuning in. The number here is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Had a late start yesterday. Got caught up in traffic in the airport and shit. You know, delay after delay after delay. Wishing my son, the rest of my family, a safe flight back from Minnesota. You understand what I'm saying? They on the plane, should be getting on the plane pretty soon. So, you know, always want to go ahead and throw that one up to the man. You feel me? Appreciate you joining the show, man. K100 Internet Radio, staying short for K100, Keep It 100. We only got one rule on the show. We go over this every show, but it's pretty much pretty simple. You know? One rule. Out of all the millions of things I could say, I came up with one simple rule to cover the gamut. You want to know what it is? Want to hit? Here it go. No fake shit. That's it. It's real simple. Pay attention. Don't call up to the show if you feel like you need to be politically correct. If you feel like you don't want to say something that may make you seem a little promiscuous. You know, may make you sound a little racist. Whatever. If you got any inhibitions, don't call this show. Now, if you have called other places or been other places and they did make you feel that way, and you felt like, you know, I'm not really that kind of person, it's just my opinion about shit, you just gotta looking for somewhere to kind of have that real talk and that real platform, you know, that unfiltered, straight up, no chaser conversation, damn it, you here now. Welcome to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Pouring down, raining out here in Atlanta, Georgia right now. We based out of the ATL, for those of y'all that don't know. I know it's a New York number, but that's just because of the program that we are going through to bring you this. It's based out of New York, so we have to get New York numbers. Unless we kick out a motherfucking stack for that 1-800 number. I don't know. I don't know about the stack for that 1-800 number. I gotta have like 100 callers on the line every night, and I'll do it. Until I get to DC20. Yeah, I can wait till 9 o'clock for everybody in minutes to be free and shit. You know what I'm saying? I wait till 9 o'clock. I wait till the second hour to just for my lines to flood like they normally do. 347-934-0966. Got some new music to bring to you. You understand? One of my homegirls that's called into the show, and you've heard her on a couple of my joints, named Taisha Brown. She sent me some of her music, so I'm gonna be playing some of her shit tonight. You feel me? When we get into this discussion. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. Pay attention. If you're an artist, so you know anybody that's an artist, your baby daddy want to rap, your baby mama like to sing, they got some stuff recorded that sounds good. Keyword, sounds good. Y'all hit us up, man, on our email, k100radio@gmail.com. You dig? Hit us up, all right? and we'll play the music. We'll spin it. You understand what I'm saying? If it's long as it's good. The only thing about that is it needs to be good music. If it's like super, super whack, yeah, no. We're not playing it. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what to tell you about that, man. You got to up your game. You dig? If it's super fucking whack, man. Yeah. That's what happens to whack music here. We do have fans. But we won't, I repeat, won't be spinning the new whoever you like on BET. Pick a rapper, insert rapper or our singer there. If they already hot, they don't need us. They already got BET and MTV. We only play independent. So if you know an independent that's trying to do their thing, man, our email address is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, k100radio@gmail.com. And tell them to send us your music, man. All right? And we'll give you a little interview, post your little link up on the page or whatever, on the MySpace, and we'll be good, okay? That's what's up. All right, let's get into the proceedings this evening. My phone lines are slow to fill up, so I'm probably going to be talking for a minute. Oh, I'm going to a motherfucking song. That's the beauty of this shit. So when y'all listen to the playback, if I just go into a song, motherfucker, it wasn't nobody on the line yet. It rarely happens. You understand what I'm saying? That rarely happens. You feel me? Actually, I've never had to go to a song because wasn't nobody on my line. I'd had to go to a song because I had to get the fuck up and go. Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But most of the time, my line stays somebody on you. All right? Ever since we started the show, and I appreciate all y'all supporters, man. And everybody that's spreading the word, when I send the text messages out and they text somebody else, and hey, that's love. That's good looking out. You dig? I appreciate that. Okay, let's get on with it. K100 Internet Radio, episode 29. Are you black or is you a nigga? It's the question of the day. It's the question I have for everybody out here tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what some of y'all out there think about this subject, but I'm going to tell you right now, there is a very different set of rules and code of conduct for black people and for niggas. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know a lot of people don't like the N-word. They don't like to be referred to as a nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But for the purposes of this show, you can kill your motherfucking self. Because we all know that niggas exist. We kin to some niggas. We friends with some niggas. We grew up with some niggas. We know some niggas. Now, niggas, let's go ahead and give it a definition so you don't have any misconceptions about what I'm talking about here. Niggas are super ignorant black people. You know what I'm saying? When I say ignorant, not necessarily stupid. They just do some ignorant shit. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't got to be dumb, really, just literally dumb per se, but they do some ignorant ass shit, some wild shit. You feel me? A lot of people like to mix the word nigga in with being hood or ghetto. I can say that. You can put them in there. You know what I mean? It's a mixture of all this. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you could be white and be a nigga. They just don't call you nigga. They call you white trash. You could be Hispanic and be a nigga. They just don't call you nigga. They call you spick. You get it? You understand what I'm saying? See, it's more about a mentality and a mind frame. But it also involves some actions. For instance, pay attention. If you live in the suburbs, all your neighbors get up and go to work every day, early in the morning, and your motherfucking ass come home 1 o'clock in the morning from the club with them motherfucking 212s banging loud as they motherfucking can, when you know everybody in this motherfucking subdivision gotta go to work in the morning? Yeah! For being a nigga. For being a nigga. You a nigga. Well, you may not be. You may have nigga tendencies. And that's what we're going to get into tonight. Because I said I was going to ask a lot of people, which one of you? But most of y'all motherfucking niggas don't even like to admit that y'all motherfucking niggas. Kill yourself. Yeah. Mash you. Because a lot of black people don't even want to admit that they niggas when they really be niggas. You feel what I'm saying as well?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's like I said, sometimes you can just be a black person with some nigga tendencies because you may have grew up around a bunch of nigga shit. I think the guy who made the Boondocks would like to call him for this show. You ever watch The Boondocks?
Nah.
Nigga, that shit funny as hell. See, I just said nigga. You see that? He might not even be a nigga. Let's ask Swole. Swole, are you a nigga?
Man, I don't know, man. Give me a little time to think about it, but I think I'm a nigga.
You think you're a nigga?
I'm a nigga, man.
Now see, only a real nigga would admit that he a nigga.
I really don't give a fuck.
Right. It's an attitude, man. You know, it's an attitude. It's a, it's also determined by some actions too. So we're gonna get into all that. I'm gonna ask everybody, what do they think? Is the difference between black people and niggas? You understand what I'm saying? What's the difference? You tell me. I'm asking you. And I'm asking you, well, do you consider yourself a black person or a nigga? You understand what I'm saying? I don't know. But I feel like I'm a black person with a couple nigga tendencies. You understand what I'm saying?
You can't be a nigga
if needed. I can be a nigga if needed. I got some nigga in me, but I can turn it off like a switch. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But I will never deny that. I'm like, ain't no part of a nigga in me. No. See, I got some nigga in me. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? But I have never, ever been embarrassed to say that.
Right.
Mainly because I'm just so real. See, the name of the show is Keep It 100. K100. That says to keep it real. If I know, I use the word nigga, and I'd be like, man, did you see this nigga? You feel me?
Right.
Knowing I done probably the exact same thing at some point in time and might do it again, how can I sit there and call that person a nigga and not actually say myself, yeah, I'm a nigga? You feel me? Because I done did the same thing, or I will do the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? Some people use the word nigga, and they think, come on, man, we talking about the N-I-G-G-A, not the N-I-G-E-R, okay? See, the last one is the one that we don't like white people to say, that we punch white people in the mouth over. You feel what I'm saying? Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Now, we talking about niggas, okay? Talking about niggas. Talking about black people that's doing some ignorant shit at the moment. Niggas. You understand what I'm saying? If you shot a nigga in the head because that nigga stepped on your motherfucking J's, you are, in fact, a nigga. Yes. You just did a nigga act that made you a nigga for the moment. You might regret it when you get locked the fuck up for it. You know what I'm saying? But if you got into a motherfucking fight, if you actually shot a motherfucker because they looked at you wrong, hi, nigga. What's up? Business is, how you doing? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? So the question for episode 29 is, are you black or are you a nigga? You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of niggas on. Not admit that they niggas. And I said, like, for myself, you know, I'm a black person, but I got some nigga tendencies. I be doing some nigga shit sometime, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, some ignorant shit. This is what I'm saying. I said already, you know what I'm saying, a nigga is a black person doing some ignorant shit. Sometimes you ain't even got to be a nigga, but you can do some nigga shit. You acting like a nigga right now. You ever heard somebody say that? You ever heard somebody say... You ever heard somebody black say, man, I can't stand living around a bunch of niggas. What the fuck? You understand what I'm saying? That's that very same person, though, you feel me, may get offended by this whole conversation. You feel what I'm saying? But how can you say that and we not have this frank and candid conversation right here? You feel what I'm saying? It don't make sense. We got to stop being scared to goddamn say what shit really is. You understand what I'm saying? We be doing some ignorant shit, black people. And I'm calling your asses out on it tonight. So I want y'all to call in here. Tell me, what's the difference between being black and being a nigga? Is it an act? You got to do some act. We already talked about what's hood. We ain't talking about what's hood. We talking about just being a fucking nigga. If your motherfucking grass is the only motherfucking grass above your motherfucking knees in your subdivision, and all the rest of your motherfucking neighbors keeping their shit up and trim, and ain't shit wrong with your ass, you able-bodied. You just letting that shit grow for some reason because you just don't want to goddamn keep your shit looking neat. What's up, nigga? Some nigga shit right there. Destroying neighborhood. That's nigga shit. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I know y'all don't want to hear this, man. I know y'all might back down from this conversation. I know y'all really don't want to admit to the nigga shit that y'all do. But I do. Because this is K100. The name of my show, ladies and gentlemen, is Keep It 100. I'm a black man. What makes me a black man is I'm educated. I work for a living. You understand what I'm saying? Paying tax, you know, take care of my kids, handling my bit, handling my grown man B.I. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't depending on my mama. You understand? I'm doing me. All right? But I do have some tendencies that will make some people say, that nigga there? Yeah, I do. It doesn't happen much. Sometimes it only happens when I get a little angry. You understand what I'm saying? But it does in fact happen, and I won't act like it don't. Let me go ahead and read the whole thing, and I'm going to get to the line. This is what I posted up. All right? There's a difference between being black and being a nigga, but what are they? I will ask you what you are, which one you feel like you are, but like I said, again, niggas don't really like to admit when they are niggas. You understand what I'm saying? But like I said, when you say I can't stand living around a bunch of niggas and you black, you understand what I'm saying? That right there lets you know that there is a difference between black people and niggas. And once again, white people, just take the word nigga and insert the word white trash. Hispanics, you can take the word nigga and insert the word spit. You understand? And you can pretty much use this. And you can call in and you can tell us the difference. Because I know Mexican Americans ain't the same as spits. You understand? I know white folks ain't the same as white trash. If it was, they wouldn't say it. It wouldn't even have the terms. Wouldn't even use it. It's the reason why we call ourselves, when we say niggas, it's the reason why white people call each other white trash. It's the reason why Hispanics call other Hispanics spits. Fucking wetbacks and shit like that. They call each other that. Just like we use the word niggas. Mexican, like that, what they want to call themselves, Mexican Americans. They say the same thing. We're not a bunch of spicks. We're regular, good-working Mexican-Americans. And yeah. Yeah, they don't feel like they spicks. They don't feel like they wetbacks. They feel like they Mexican-Americans. You feel me? It's a big difference. Don't get it twisted. Don't be sleeping. All right? It's real talk right there. So I'd like to hear some from some Hispanics. If you know any, tell them to call the show. Text them real quick. Tell them to call in. Let me know. I want to know the difference because I don't know. Are the Mexican-Americans the one who will, like, let their grass get all ate up and shit because they keep playing soccer on it and fucking blasting salsa music at 3 in the fucking morning? Or are those the fucking wetbacks? I don't know. Somebody let me know. I don't know what's the difference. Are those white people or is that trailer park trash in that goddamn trailer park where they got them kids all at Walmart? Dirty as a motherfucker with no goddamn shoes on in the motherfucking winter. I don't know. Is that white people? Is that trash? You tell me, people. I'm asking your opinion. I just want to know. Just want to get some clarification. Just a little clarification. That's all. Veronica McFucking Nair, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what's up,
P-Rag? Oh, no, that's whoa. P-Rag said he's scared of a little motherfucking rain. So we have killed him.
He's got a rain.
This nigga talking about, man, it's raining hard in the motherfucker.
Man, I don't even use an umbrella. I rarely use an umbrella. That tell you what my hair look like.
Well, you know that nigga got a perm and shit.
Go natural, bruh. Go natural.
He got a perm, my homie. I'm going to call him in a minute on the phone, but he got a perm. So when I ask him, I'll call him and say, nigga, you don't want to fuck that perm up, nigga?
I'm and I ain't use no umbrella, bro.
I'm going all about that.
That's my homie, Big Swole.
Damn, Pete.
What's happening?
What's going on?
All right, this is Veronica McNair. My co-host for the day is Big Swole while he's here, all right?
Big Swole. All right, Big Swole. All
right.
What's going on?
We play some of his music and shit, too. A lot of y'all hit me on the email was like y'all was digging that. So, you understand what I'm saying? And I also got a special treat for all my female listeners, and I'm going to play some of Taisha's music, and I know a lot of y'all was like, yo, the girl is killing the hook. And I told y'all she got some good music. So some of y'all sisters, she got some good music for y'all. She's Neo Soul. I'm going to spend some of it tonight. All right?
All right, cool.
All right, go ahead, Veronica. Go ahead and talk to me, baby. Tell me. First of all, is you black or is you a nigga?
I'm black, but I can't be a nigga.
Got some nigga tendencies?
If you push the right button, I can be. I got some nigga tendencies, you know.
Right.
I mean, I think we all do. The thing is, can you turn it off? You know what I'm saying? If you can't turn that switch off, if you just nigga all the time, just
right.
do dumb shit all the time, you know, like you said, you know, you letting your grass grow. Like in our neighborhood, they be throwing out these little newspapers, right? Nobody subscribes. They just throw out these little advertisements. Mm-hmm. On my road, I'm the only one that picks them up. These people will drive over 4, 5, 6, 7 little newspapers. They rained on, they mashed all out in the driveway. That right there, that's niggas.
Right.
That's just lazy, you know. And
right.
I think with our culture too, you know, we call people niggas. It's like, it's almost like, you know, you kind of like a disgrace, for lack of a better word. It's like, you know what? You really make us look bad. You know, it's okay to be that sometimes, but all the time, I think what we use that say, man, brother pop somebody for stepping on his shoes. You dumb nigga. That's what we say. You a
right.
dumb nigga for doing that.
Right.
So,
it's for me, I said the word basically mean when you do some ignorant shit. You
yeah,
feel what I'm saying? Being ignorant.
That's what the word means. Nigger means ignorant. That's exactly what it means. So, I mean, white people may have used it in another context. They then took it to another level, but that's what it means, you know?
Right.
And so, like with the white trash and stuff, I ride down in Hampton, and there's this, they call them mobile home parks. Those are the ones that got the homeowners association and the grass cut, you know, and it's looking all nice. But the trailer park, that's what is potholes in the street, you know, kids running around with dirty feet, ain't had a bath in 2 weeks, stuff like that. That's
right.
what they would call white trash. So the white people,
they got
their mobile home park, and they
right.
got standards, you know, and they'll be like, I want that trash in here.
Right.
So, you know.
That's what I'm trying to get. See, the thing about it is, and you know what I hate? Let me tell you what I hate. I hate when motherfuckers like Tavis Smiley and Al Sharpton and all these motherfucking other goddamn talk show motherfucking black men, and they some niggas too. You fucking niggas. Y'all just do y'all nigga shit behind in the dark. Because y'all celebrities, but y'all be doing that nigga shit too. I hate when the motherfuckers really, really, really just get a big ass hair up their ass about when people use the word nigga. You feel me? When people goddamn, you know, when rappers use the word nigga and all this. It's like a big one. Fuck that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we made the word slang. We turned it into what the fuck we wanted to. We dropped the ER and added the A. And it is
right.
what it is, nigga.
Right.
Them motherfuckers
and I
are first. They protesting the dude, which is, who's black, by the way. They protesting the dude, Aaron Magruder, who started the Boondocks.
Mm-hmm.
You got black people literally protesting this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Because of the way he used the word nigga in his show. Knowing damn well, the average black person be sitting around talking to their people. They be like, nigga, you tripping. Nigga, please.
Right.
Nigga this
right.
and nigga that. You know damn well you do that shit. And he know, like the rest
yeah.
of us know, that black people doing it.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, they are, and they boycotting this man. They telling black people don't buy his book. He supporting the ignorance and of our race. And come on, man, this man is a fucking professional illustrator. Got a cartoon show on TV.
I think what he does.
How much of a nigga really is he though, nigga?
No, you know what? I think what he does is he opens our eyes to a lot of what people don't want to talk about in
right.
our culture. I mean, really, you know.
Just like this fucking show. So one time for motherfucking Aaron Magruder. Keep doing your thing, nigga. And fuck all these player hate niggas with they uppity motherfucking asses. Kill your fucking self, bitch, nigga. We're gonna keep using the word nigga until I get fucking sick of it tonight. Log the fuck off, you got sensitive ears. 347-934-0966. That's the motherfucking number to call in. 347-934-0966. When you're on the line, hit the number 1. If you're listening out there in www.world, my homegirl Veronica said that she's black and she got some nigga tendencies.
I do it. I mean,
I
make it go off or, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sometimes I'll be like, you know, I mean, but one thing before you go, what was I getting ready to say? Dog, I hate that. Never mind. I might think of it in a couple seconds. Brain fart, my bad. I don't smoke
right.
weed, but I forget a lot.
You get high right now.
Getting high off this pasta, man. I made this sauce. It's banging.
Man. I'm talking about food. I already got the munchies.
Homemade, boy.
I got
fresh
another hour.
Tomatoes.
I got an hour and a half for the show's over, Veronica.
Bye.
I got to make it. Damn it.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Like I said, like Veronica said, man, and that really pissed me off about the fucking Aaron Magruder shit, man. I'm looking at this shit, and these motherfucking black people out here protesting this man, talking about he making us look bad. Don't you realize this nigga got a motherfucking show? He took a motherfucking strip cartoon, one of the only black motherfucking people that had a long-running comic strip in major newspapers all across this country, got it turned into a fucking cartoon, and you protesting this motherfucker? because he used the word nigga, knowing that black people use the word nigga all the fucking time. Even the little kids. The fuck, man? Why are they protesting this dude, man? That's crazy. That's crazy. You're too sensitive. All right? You're too sensitive, man. Get off your shit. And half and 90% of these black people that's listening to this show that think I'm ignorant for this shit I'm talking about, you probably do some nigga shit, too. You know what I'm saying? You probably do, too. You probably do some dumb shit, too. You ever got into a shouting match over the simplest, pettiest shit in the line at the checkout? You fucking nigga. You know what I mean? Y'all give me some examples of some nigga shit. You ever seen something and be like, nah, that's some real nigga shit right there. What about you, man? I know you can think of something. You just seen it and you was like, damn, that's some nigga shit right there. That's some real nigga shit right there. I mean, only black people don't do that. That's just niggas.
Right, man. Nigga get mad for no reason.
Right.
No reason at all.
And get violent and crazy about that shit for no reason.
Right, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. 347-934-0966. I got a couple people on the line, but I ain't going to open the lines up to them yet. Because they ain't hit the number one. So, with that being said, I'm doing a fucking dial-out feature. And, of course, I'm about to call fucking P-Reg. And ask P-Reg, nigga, was you scared to get your motherfucking hair wet, nigga? That's what I'm going to ask P-Reg. All right, let me get his number real quick. Because, you know, we don't know nobody fucking number by heart no more. Do you know anybody number your phone? By heart, so. Huh? You know anybody number your? I mean.
I know my house.
Right.
And I know yours.
Right. Well, I done had my number for like years. You can Google my fucking phone number at this point.
Hey,
probably.
Hey, but get what though?
That's what I'm saying, which has gotten me in trouble. I really need to change this fucking number.
Get what?
What?
I know P Red number too.
Well, why you let me go to my phone? Why you just fucking tell me? Damn it, man.
I know he is too.
Huh?
I know P Red number, man. Which one? Call out.
Yeah, I'm finna dial him out. Hold on. Oh, hold on. No, don't call. Yeah, don't call that on the air. Hold on. Let me do the dial out feature real quick. Where's my dial out button? Yo. Hold on. Oh, where's the fucking dial out feature? All right. They fucking up my show. I can't find my fucking dial out feature. It must be down. I guess my dial-out feature's down. Normally, it's a little icon right here. It's not coming up. I guess they tripping off of it. Oh, is this him right here? Hold on. Yo, yo, hello? You on the air, K100.
Motherfucker, what's happening?
I knew this was your ass. I was trying to call your ass out. That must be what the fuck is happening. God damn it.
What's happening? What's happening?
This is my co-host, P-Reg. I might just leave
What's
your
that?
Line open. Nothing, nigga. I just got there. I should say I was going to call you ass and ask you, did you not want to get your perm wet? When you said you fuck on motherfucking, coming in, I said, this nigga got, I forgot. Oh, wait. That nigga got a perm and nigga might not want to get his hair wet. This one. This one up here tripping.
See, you ain't want to get your hair wet, man.
Hey, Swole, I'm going to tell y'all niggas something about this shit, man. It come with a lot of shit what you got to do, man. You know what I'm talking about? Get your motherfucking umbrellas out when you fucking with me, man. Get your umbrellas out, bitch.
All right.
See what? Yeah. Hey, man, look at him, man. Y'all niggas know I'm for. Yeah. Give it to me, bro.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and let you. I guess you can kind of co-host over the phone this time or whatever. So, you know, the episode 29, the question is, are you black or are you a nigga? You feel what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, first of all, I already broke down, you know, that nigga is really just when you do some ignorant shit. You feel what I'm saying? I broke down and did. I let everybody understand that black people got their version of nigga. We use the word nigga, but white people got trash, and that's their version. Hispanics got spics, you know, the wetbacks, whatever. See, it's a difference in your mentality. It's niggas are people who don't appreciate the shit they got. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? They don't appreciate what they got, and they also like to take advantage of the shit that they do get. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never happy. They always complaining. You understand what I'm saying? They use violence when it really ain't necessary. You understand what I'm saying? You know, just doing some ignorant shit. So, the question is, are you black or are you a nigga? That's my first question. What do you feel like you?
Hey, Hey, I'm gonna put it to you like this, man. For what you just said, that people they ain't never happened, they taking advantage of all that. And as a nigga, I just want to put it out, you know what I'm saying, to this like this. At Chainless, I'm a Chainless nigga because I appreciate everything that my nigga Blizz don't did for me, that he doing for us, for this label, and all this shit to keep this shit coming. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm gonna act ignorant and be stupid when it comes to him. So if you fuck with him, I'm gonna be a nigga. But other than that, nigga, I'm black. Get your mind right.
Right.
Anybody on Chainless, nigga, I'm gonna be a nigga about it. You fuck with them nigga, I'm gonna act ignorant. I'm gonna be stupid. I'm gonna be unappreciated. If anything you gotta do with Chainless, nigga, I'm gonna be a nigga. But otherwise, nigga, I'm black. Let's get it.
Hey, P, you know what, man? You a real Chainless nigga, man.
I like that nigga. I think I like that nigga.
Hey, this is real motherfucking Chainless nigga, man. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you're going to have to get violent and act a donkey about this shit over here like we is. You feel me?
Yeah. So
sometimes you have to do some nigga shit. Sometimes, listen, one thing about being a nigga or being black and doing nigga shit, sometimes you have to see what niggas don't understand logic. You can't talk to a nigga. You feel me?
Right.
So when you get into a conversation with a nigga, you immediately have to goddamn become one. Because it's like if you get into an argument with a motherfucker from France and you cussing their ass out and they looking at you like you might be saying, I love you.
Right.
You don't fucking know because you can't understand because niggas can't get on your level. You got to get down on their level and get eye to eye with a nigga when they do some nigga shit to you.
Right.
Most of the time. So a lot of times, black people may not even want to do that. When another nigga come along and bring the nigga out of them, force their hand.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this, man. Hey, when it come to Blizz, when it come to Swole, when it come to Viz, nigga, when it come to AK, nigga, when it come to that immediate Chainless, I'm a nigga. And if you cross that line, that's how you might as well go ahead and perceive me. Because I ain't going to change my mind. I ain't going to go back. But otherwise, man, when I'm doing my thing and it's whatever it is, I'm black, man. You know what I'm saying? Just respect that for what it is. And when I start my company, it's going to be under Chainless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to be Chainless Flash, whatever motherfucking pre-reds come up with, nigga. So it's always going to be Chainless, and I mean that for life, nigga. So that's what we do.
Right. That's my nigga.
That's what we do.
And once again, that's my nigga.
Yeah. Believe that.
All right. So we already talked to Veronica. Hold on. Veronica had hit the number one again. Veronica, hold on. Veronica. Oh, I thought she hit it again. She had forgot something. I think she wanted to tell me what it was. You see
what
I'm saying?
Miss V didn't want to talk tonight. Miss V didn't want to talk tonight.
No, she already talked. She just said she forgot something and she wanted to hit me back. And I thought she hit the number one again. But I guess maybe she's busy right now. We'll go back to her. But she basically said what you said and what I said is you can be black and just have nigga tendencies. I think most of the people in my circle, you feel me, are that person. They black, but they got some nigga tendencies, you know what I'm saying, if it's goddamn called for. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you can call, I'm telling you like this, man. You can call it what you want to, but I know, and this across the board for anybody, they fuck with your family, your money, your child, anything is going to come out. So
right.
don't even play about that. So you could sum it up and say you ain't a nigga, you ain't this, you ain't that, but if you feel like you being played, you feel like you being disrespected. You feel like you being taken advantage of. That nigga gonna come at you.
Believe that.
Right. You're right.
It's gonna come out. So when people catching the tail end of like, oh, why is she acting like this? Or why is he acting like this? You probably done walked up on the ass end of it. Or why it even escalated to get to that level.
Till they had to stop acting like black folks, good decent black folks, and start acting like niggas. Outside the club. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
The same way the white folks, they act like white folks when they with their white folks, but when they get around us, they try to be bigger than what they are. They try to pull their little slick shit off to make them look good. You know what I'm saying? So and the first thing we gonna say, well, that cracker think he got there, he doing so. You feel me?
Right. I broke down already that the fact that white people basically have their same version of the word. They call it trash for the most part. Hispanics call their version of niggas spick. You know what I'm saying? They all these different races and stuff, they use these slangs. They just use the terminology. Ours is just the most known because we put it in music. You know what I'm saying? And blast that shit in our motherfucking cars. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's why they know what our word for a dumb motherfucker is more than any other word. You feel what I'm saying? And it's used for
what,
because it was used in hip hop. You feel what I'm saying? That's the reason why the word populist is. For real, though.
I tell you what. That is the one most overstand word for all race and culture when you get in front of a black person. Do not let that come out your mouth if you ain't black. Everybody respect that because it might go down.
Right.
It might go down. So you can say what you want to say, but every other race respect that one word. They respect that word.
Right.
Unless they want to get their head bust to the white meat.
Right. Basically. But, I mean, like I said, some people just be, I don't know, man. They taking that word way too serious, man. It's not even that serious. I be sick of all the goddamn old school motherfuckers always trying to bash the young new generation about using the word. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, we use that word. It ain't the best word in the world, nigga. But stop acting like it's the end all about our motherfucking community and our goddamn race and all that shit. We got way more problems than the word, nigga. You feel me?
They're going to feel like that because of what they've been through and a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I ain't going to say everything has changed, but a lot of stuff has changed since when they was going through to what we're going through right now. So they don't even you know what I'm saying? They got to be our generation to even understand half of what's going on.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying? They say time come with change. Okay. God damn it, you don't live all that time. Change sometime.
Yeah. You're right.
So if you want to change, fuck with Trey Lift.
All right, so we're going to the lines. 850-527, get at me.
What up, Liz T. Lewis, man? What's going on?
What's happening, homie? One time for the homie calling in. All right, T. Lewis. Are you black or are you a nigga?
Man, I'm gonna do like I'm gonna say like your girl Veronica said earlier when I had came in a little late, but I got tendencies though. I'm black, but I got nigga tendencies though.
Right. You got some nigga tendencies. You know, I think 90% of black people got nigga tendencies. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you grew up around nigga shit. Like if you grew up in the hood, like most black people grew up poor. They have a lot of money or lower middle class. Most of us. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you had to be around niggas because that's where the niggas be in the lower income areas most of the time. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
So you're going to be around niggas and they're going to make you get on their level. You're going to survive. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You're going to have to get on their level to survive. They want me to say, well, you got some, what you want me to use, ghetto, hood, I mean, what you want me, you need anger management, I don't even know what the fuck you want me, we're going to just make this shit nice and round and just say nigga tendency,
because
everybody know that word, and that word does exist, and it's not the end all of all words, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
right.
For real.
One thing I will say, though.
Right.
You know, you call white people crackers. I have to watch that because I be careful before I call a white person a cracker, though, because where the word came from, though. And that's the only thing about that, though.
Well, I don't give a fuck where it came from. What does it mean now?
I know what it means now. I know what it means now, but what I'm saying is because where the word came from is where white people were using whips to crack niggas back in the day to get them to work. And I was like, well, you know, ain't no white boy ever came at me with no whip, so...
So, metaphorically,
and if he do, it's gonna get ugly. So,
right? Yeah, I mean, but that's just a metaphor that they probably jump started. It basically means a white person who wanted to run a black person who wanted to
feel
like they the master of the black person. So basically, that's a metaphoric meaning right there. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
right?
Don't get me wrong.
Sometimes I use it, be like,
because crackers exist. Because crackers exist. See, that's the point. There are crackers in the world. Let's make no mistake about it.
And they run stuff.
Right, there is.
You got a lot of them think they run stuff, though.
Right.
But they don't.
But every white person ain't a cracker, though, for real. I know some white people.
Right.
I got white people that's friends, you know what I'm saying, I'm friends with. And I know they ain't crackers. I know they ain't trash. You feel me? They did white people, but they just not on that. They just like, yo, it's whatever, man. We I don't give a fuck if you black. I don't got no superiority complex about what I should have and what you shouldn't have. You feel what I'm saying? How you should act and how I should act. Your style is your style. How you talk is your dialect. They don't even see all that. They just want to know, can you communicate with me? Can we get this work done? Let's do it. You feel me? And I done met some white people like that, and I'm good with them. You feel me? Just like I know a lot of motherfucking goddamn black people that I've done business with. Everything was smooth. It was cool. And we've had no problems. They wasn't getting on no crazy outlandish shit. You feel what I'm saying? I've done with black people, same color skin as me. And we just coming together and we handling business as black people. But on the flip side, I have done business with some niggas. You feel what I'm saying? When niggas was like, they're going to do this or do that, and then niggas don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They're going to want to get more credit than what he motherfucking should be. It's a million reasons. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you be like, this motherfucker is ignorant as a motherfucker. This nigga here. You feel what I'm saying? I done did business with both kinds. This is why. Can everybody get, I want everybody to go, you know what I'm saying, to just to understand what I was saying. I'm trying to use the word in the context of what I mean for the basis of the show. You feel what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. This is what I mean when I say nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all can get it. That's what I'm trying to, you know, use it constantly throughout the show so y'all can get what I mean. Is y'all can get, you know, how they teach you in school, nigga, use it in a sentence. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
All
right. I mean, you know you're gonna have your boys. You grow up with people talking, oh, that's my nigga right there.
All
right. So it ain't nothing to it. But I will say this, like what Tavis Smiley did be saying, I don't agree with everything they be saying, but some of the stuff I understand where they coming from.
Like what?
Like
what you mean?
I still think that they be going overboard a little bit too much. They talk, oh, you can't be calling each other niggas and stuff like that. But I'm sitting here like, nigga, you probably did some of the same stuff we did. We're little. If you don't still do it, so.
Right.
What are you talking about? But I understand as far as where they coming from is probably what their fathers had to deal with, the uncles and stuff like that. So I understand what they are talking about.
They're a little older than us too.
Yeah, but don't be condemning people when it's really no meaning behind. I'm saying this is my nigga, but I'm not saying this some dumbass that I just met on the street or something like that. Or he just some ignorant person that I just hang out with. We ain't saying nothing like that, and I think they take it too far like that.
Right.
That's what I think.
And see,
I think they need to
here again,
chill out that a little bit.
Right, but here again, see, that's the problem. That's how they always pin you down. Because technically, it's kind of being hypocritical when I say that's what that means. But then, when I earlier when I explained that it means ignorant motherfucking, I named all these things with what it is for nigga. And then, I turned around and called my partner my nigga. They're like, you just contradicted yourself. And I understand that, you motherfuckers. But pay attention. Duh. I know that. You don't have to point that out to me. I realize that I'm being hypocritical when I got them in fact say my partner is my nigga. When I just said a nigga is all of that negative shit. How could that possibly be my partner? Yes, I get it. But pump your fucking brakes.
But one thing though,
let me tell you the difference before you say anything. Let me tell you the difference what I'm saying. I understand that right there, folks. But when we use the word in that context, that's what kills it just being a full negative word. You feel what I'm saying? That's what stops it from giving it that power of the word nigger. You feel me? You understand? See, the fact that we took it and we changed it around and we decided to use it whenever, however, you have to look at body language and facial expressions and listen to the tone to get the meaning of what I just said. When I use that same exact word, it gives it less power. Just like Jay-Z was trying to tell Oprah. You feel what I'm saying? It gives the word less power when if all that word ever meant was something negative, but I take it and say, man, fuck that. That's my nigga. Now, you don't even know what the hell I mean. You so motherfucking confused. You know what I'm saying? If you black, you confused. Is how do I mean at that time? Is that the bad nigga or the good nigga? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I like the fact that they confused. I like the fact that they don't fucking know what the hell I'm talking about when I say it like that. Because it ain't for you. You ain't black. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
we can do things. Sorry. I mean, the Jews got the radio stations and the money. Can we have a code? A slang? Fuck. Can we have something? Without y'all, without our own people just making a super big deal about it, Yeah, I know. You're going to tell me it's bad. Whatever, man. But thanks to us and the younger generation, and thanks to hip-hop and thanks to everybody else, we downgraded the word. We made the word mean what the hell we want it to mean when we say it. Look at me and figure out what my stance is, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Well, that's my motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. You ain't in this club. You ain't got no melanin. So you might not get it. Some of them that don't have melanin understand what I'm coming from. You understand? So go ahead and say choose one.
But no, it's the same thing like you know, you see chicks walking around talking to them, that's my girl right there. That bitch right there, I like that bitch right there. Same thing.
Right. Same thing. T. Lewis! You about to fuck up my next show. You know what I'm saying? Start me on a line of conversation of my next show. I cannot go down this line with you because the name of the next show is Wonder Why They Call You Bitch. So basically, that's topic. While some of these motherfucking females be like, man, that motherfucking hoe right there be tripping. I mean, that bitch is crazy. And they say all that, but then want to fight the next nigga if they say bitch. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Same thing.
I'm like, hey.
It's the same thing, man. It's just when the fuck we want to use that word. We can turn, see, the beauty of black people, the beauty that black people have done, and it ain't even just black people. It's the hip-hop generation. You feel what I'm saying? We directly responsible for changing what a whole word means, more than one. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you took word and called a motherfucker bitch and disrespectful nigga. Niggas been finding a way to turn that shit into goddamn it. That's your motherfucker. Somehow. We did it. Yeah, we did that. We goddamn took away
all the time. All the time.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad because we did that shit and you couldn't match that swag. That was our shit. That's Generation X. We started this shit. We'll finish it. Damn it. Fuck you. We changed the way the fucking word was used. Fuck you. You don't like it? Don't say it. Don't tell us not to say it. We've been saying it since like 8th grade, nigga. One time for all my motherfucking females in the house that be like, man, that's my motherfucking bitch, nigga. And don't get mad when a nigga say bitch, nigga. Or if that nigga do say bitch, and you be like, fuck, nigga, what? Because you know what that nigga really means, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me, people. Come on, man. Y'all understand, this is just words. Just talk. It's nothing. You're making too big a deal out of this shit.
Hey, man, you talking over a lot of people here right now, man.
Show is to bring them in. We made the show to bring them into the light, P. I got to try, man, and bring them into the understanding.
Hey, man, they already know, man. Real radio, real talk, real life, man. That K100, man. Y'all know what we do.
Hey, T. Lewis, you understand what I'm saying, T. Lewis?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
I don't know, man. Maybe they ain't getting it. And why they out here protesting this dude that made the Boondocks? You niggas are so fucking stupid to be a part of that shit. And you black.
A lot of the thing is with that comic strip, though, I think people reading between the lines of what that cat trying to do with that comic strip.
No,
they
not.
That's what he's trying to do with his cartoon.
They too judgmental and stupid to see what the dude is even saying. You feel what I'm saying? They too stupid and judgmental. They don't even get the whole reason why Boondock is what it is. I can plainly see it. You feel what I'm saying? But some people can't. They can't see exactly that he really making fun of the ignorant shit that we do. You give him the fodder, people. Yes, I use the word fodder, people. Some of you might not know what that means. That's just sad. But yeah, I get it. Okay? I understand what he's doing. You don't understand.
Right.
I wish I could get an interview with that dude. I'd love for him to be on my show. Love that. Just want to pick his brain. You know what I'm saying? How you come up with that? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it's funny, and I like that show. And if I don't like the fact that there's other black people actually trying to take this guy down. To me, that's nigga shit. That's got them crabs in the bucket shit, you nigga.
That's niggerish right there.
It's a house nigga telling on the field, nigga. Faggot. And I don't mean that in a goddamn anti-homo way. I mean that in you bitch-made nigga way. Fucker. Get it right. It's my show. K100 Internet Radio, man. Keep it 100. That's what we mean. That's what I do. I know people don't like my profanity. You don't got to listen to the show, man. It's not for you. This is what I'm selling over here. And I'm tired of saying that. I'm having to answer emails and all kind of stuff about people questioning my journalistic integrity.
You motherfuckers.
I got a gun as a sound effect. What did that tell you about the show? All right, C. Lewis.
All right, man.
All right. Jesus. P. Reg.
What's happening, bro?
I'm talking over their head, man.
Man, you over. Hey, man, look here. hey, man, look here. You talking way over their head, man. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. You know what I'm saying? They don't even understand when we overstand.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to get some of these people that they don't get it. You know, they don't even get what we did to the word, how we just switched it up. That was gangster, man. Y'all couldn't even do that.
Hey, you know what? We do it all the time, man. Because as a whole, we do.
We trendsetters.
That's
Generation X trend. Generation X was trendsetters.
That's what I'm. Hey, man. I use
all the generations
all the time,
were fighters.
Man.
You trendsetters. They was fighters. They was more fighters. They fought more than us. They did. They fought. The last generation, the baby boomers fought more than us, but they had to. They had to fight for the change. But now we the trendsetters. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Y'all changed it for us. I got all the love in the world and respect for y'all. Y'all changed it so we could be trendsetters. Now we trendsetters. And we have came together and said, nigga don't mean that. Nigga mean this. That's what we did. It don't mean that. It mean this. Why? Because I fucking said so. And guess what? You still can't fucking say it, you prick. Or it's war.
You know what? You know what the problem is with that?
We did.
You know what the problem is with that?
What's
the problem? Took all the power out of their hand, and they don't have it no more.
But it's black people that still mad that I say nigga. Sometimes. Not every all the time. I do a lot on this show, but hey, that's the nature of the show. Real talk, frank talk, the way you talk. Listen, man. This show is the conversation that you have with your, with your friends, when nobody's around, the people you grew up with. This show is like a phone call between you and your partner, between you and your best friend, between you and your closest female, if you're a woman. This is what this show is. This is not where you kind of hide what you really mean. It's not where you kind of tone down what you say. Now, if you, in fact, don't talk and think like I do, then this might not be the show for you. But I know for a fact there are millions of people that actually talk and think how I do. And I'm trying to tap into that market with this show. Okay? I don't know if I ever really broke it down. Let me have to break that down. So, therefore, the cuss words and the niggas and all that, man, listen. It is what it is. It's part of the show. You know what I'm saying? Kind of show it is. Some people just want to really say what they want to say to somebody else. Maybe they best friend out of town and they want to just have a frank conversation. This is the place. Spread the word. 347-934-0966. It's the number. blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's the site address. Holler at us. It's Chainless, man. Veronica McNair hit the phone again. Veronica.
Yeah, what's up?
You
touched on what I had lost my train of thought on earlier, was that what we have done is taken a negative and something that was so derogatory and so demeaning and so hurtful and have taken the power away from it. And I understand what they're saying. I mean, I'm a firm believer that you are what you say, and that words do have power. And that if you call a child stupid long enough, that eventually he'll believe he's stupid. I understand that part of it. But the part that I understand that you're saying is that we have, it's our word now. You can't hurt us with it. I mean, you can piss us off and get your head bust open, but you can't hurt us with it anymore. You don't have any power. Just like I forgot the brother that called in was talking about the word cracker and what it means. And when
right.
he said it, I'm like, you know what? I've called somebody a cracker. And when I think about it, that's what he was acting like. Like he was better than me. You know, dude almost ran me off the road in a tractor trailer. And then going to come up to my job at the door pointing at me like, did you see what she just did, you know, to my coworkers? And I'm like, cracker? You better get up off our property. And
why
I called him that.
Why did he do that?
He was a cracker. That's why. Because he didn't like the fact that a black woman asserted her driving skills on his behind and got up in front of him. And he going to come up, and I mean, because we're coming down. I worked in East Point. And I'm trying to get to work. Buddy driving his tractor trailer like 2 miles an hour. I got the clock in, bruh. So I get in front of you. It ain't like you had to slam on brakes, man.
But he came to your job?
He pulled up in the, because it's like warehouses down in that area. There's a Kroger warehouse, and I think he was dropping off some stuff to Kroger that was right next to us. And it's like what he tried to do was, I'm coming up trying to pass him. He going to turn his truck out. He was going straight. He going to turn the wheel out to where I would have to run off the road. Then he got mad at me because I went around him. He going to come up in the parking lot. I called him a cracker because that's what he acted like.
This is what I'm talking about. This motherfucker, he might be beyond that.
Well, he was a dumb cracker. Yeah.
Let me. No. This total stranger who didn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got into a little bit of a road rage type thingy or whatever you want to call
Not
it.
Not even really. It wasn't even really that.
A little something on the highway, and he actually followed you to see where you were going. Got out, recognized it was your job.
No, he saw where I was going. He was on the street that I work on.
Okay,
so,
but he still followed you to your job.
He got out of the car and came up to the job talking about, did you see? And he was talking to the other white, because I work with some white people and black people too. But he was talking to them like, did you see what she did? Or did you such and such and such and such? And they looking like, okay, they don't know what he's talking about.
Listen. He don't work there. He don't even know you like
no.
that, right?
No.
See this. See this is that. I just wanted to hear that story because I'm drinking it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
This is beyond
cracker. This is a motherfucking. See, this is when bitches get beat the fuck up. All right. This is when hoes get beat up. This is when black people get beat up. This is when crackers, white people, trash, niggas, Jew, whatever fucking you want to call. This is when anybody, any asshole, can get. Motherfucker, I know.
I don't give a fuck if he was a cracker,
a white person, a black person. I don't give a fuck. He would have been white.
Right, you're right.
But motherfucker,
right.
I know.
But that's why I was saying cracker in the sense that his whole demeanor, it wasn't like he didn't come up there like he was going to try to, you know, hurt me or anything. But he came up there like he was trying to get the other white people on his side. Like, do you see what this black nigger did?
He's trying to get some cracker assistance.
Right, some cracker assistance. He's trying to get some Keeblers and some saltines, you know, and some Ritzes on his side. That wasn't going to help. You know what I'm saying? They were looking like, okay, you need to get up out of here. And then me and my mom were in Sam's 1 year. And then we standing in line. How about this cracker? And that's what I'm going to call him. Going to step right in front of us like we weren't even there. Mm-hmm. And then he going to turn around when my mom said, excuse me, we're in line. And this happened when I was well in my teens. I was probably almost in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He going to turn around and call my mom a bitch. Like, cracker? And that when your friend said the word cracker and where it came from, yes, you know what? You are acting like a cracker because you're acting like you still have a whip, that you still have some kind of power over black people. You know what? We've been emancipated. Whether you like it or not, I can come in this store and shop when I get ready. If you don't like it, you need to take your behind somewhere down in West Buckafuck, Mississippi, and go shopping. If you don't like it, then move. You go somewhere, cause I ain't going nowhere.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
The context of the word nigga, I'm gonna tell you how I use it. I go over to Kroger City Center. No offense to anybody. Brothers pull up, sisters pull up, whoever pull up. They in the car. They eating they wings. They throwing the bones all out. You walking over chicken bones, diapers. Bags, trash can right there in front of the store. Hopefully you have a garbage can in your home, but no, you sit it out in the parking lot. The parking lot is filthy, and then talk about how bad it looked, and then you go over to another neighborhood because you done trashed your neighborhood. So then you ride all out to Lenox or Phipps or wherever you go, Alpharetta, because you done tore your own neighborhood up. That's a nigga. That's a nigga. When I get out of the car and I see that, I'm like, you know what? Damn, niggas. Don't have an ownership or pride in what is yours.
Right. Yeah, so we got off into another subject because I had to explain my uses of the word nigga, which was actually a whole other show, and y'all made me kind of blend it into this one. I knew that was kind of going to happen when I had the title, Are You Black or Are You a Nigga? But I wanted to get into a whole separate show about the actual N-word and the use of it. But it's kind of morphed into the middle of this show. But you got me back on track with that. You feel me? When we say, Are You Black? Episode 29. That's what the name of the show is. Episode 29. Are You Black or Is You a Nigga? That's the name of the show. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I was talking about, you know, with this particular episode. You understand what I'm saying? So for the purposes of the show, we saying nigga in the word that this ignorant motherfucker here. And so that's why I asked everybody, are you black or are you consider yourself black or is you a nigga? And basically everybody called so far said, man, you know, I'm black, but I got nigga tendencies. I might do some nigga shit. You feel me? And I equated the word nigga with being somebody that just, you know, do some brash, retarded-ass action that didn't even warrant that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when a nigga step in your shoes and you fucking shoot him up with an AK-47, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
This is life.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I'm using the word in that as far as the title of the show and the context of the show, but then we got sidetracked into how we can fucking use the word nigga for other shit. And so I had to hijack the show for 15 minutes for some of these conservative ass up, they fucking head up their ass motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, might think I'm just ignorant to the fact that it's a slight bit hypocritical to use the word nigga like that and then say, oh, but that's my motherfucking nigga, I mean, that's my partner. Alright? So for everybody who just jumped on my line, we already been through this shit. I hope you don't bring it back up in the second hour. The question is, are you black or are you a nigga?
AB.
Alright.
AB.
Yeah.
Before you hang up, say hi to Mom.
What's happening, Mom? What's going down?
I got her on the seat. I've been telling her about the show. So
say how you doing?
He said, how you doing?
I'm doing alright.
She said, she's doing alright.
That's what's up, man. Until I say that's
yeah,
what's
so
up.
She on her line, though. She on her phone, so she hearing you.
Oh, wait, you got your mom listening to this?
Yeah, Mommy's on the phone.
I don't know about that. She's not my target audience. I just went through it
you
with my mom about my show today. Everybody who on Facebook, what's up? I posted up some shit on my Facebook about my mom listening to my show today on Facebook. My mom listened to my show. I don't know why. What prompted her to do it? I don't know why. But for some reason,
she want
to
support her son.
She listened to my show and she didn't like it. I cussed too much. So she emailed me and told me, son, you cussed too much.
That's
said,
keeping it 100.
That's not the show for you.
Keeping it 100 for her.
Right, so me and my mom went back and forth on the email today about, Mom, this do anything
what?
If you listen to the show, Mom. So I don't know if you
my
know.
Mom,
your
my
mom
is open-minded. She's open-minded, very open-minded. I told her, I said, you know he might use some expletives, but you know Blue. He's intelligent.
Right.
So, you know, he can say journalistic integrity and mofo at the same time. So.
Right. Exactly. I'm not a journalist, though. For real, I'm really like Howard Stern. I'm not trying to be Anderson Cooper. And for those of you niggas who don't know either one of those people are, you nigga.
You
found me.
Got over hollering,
boy. One of those people are. But anyway. All right. I appreciate it, Veronica. Y'all stay on the line. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Okay. Some people get it. Some of the old school get it. Her moms get it. My moms don't get it. But hey, what am I gonna do? I'm here for a target audience, ages 25 to 35, maybe 40, nigga. If you ain't tucking your shirt in and wearing gaiters everywhere you go, you might take K100. Maybe you can take K100. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can. Episode 29. Are you black or are you a nigga? That's the name of the show. Understand what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about in this episode. The first question that I would ask is, do you feel like you black or do you feel like you a nigga? Every person that I've talked to so far in the first hour of the show said they basically feel like they black people with nigga tendencies. Most of them say their nigga tendencies come out when they are agitated by someone. Most of the time by another nigga or somebody else. And we also broke down the fact that we're not the only people who have niggas. Every other race has a version of nigga. White people use the word white trash. We use the word cracker for the word, but it's not really kind of the same meaning because we actually mean it in a kind of, you got a superiority racist complex kind of way, and they really use it as you a poor person kind of way, and you are beneath us socially kind of way. That's neither here nor there. Hispanics, Mexican Americans like to call poor Hispanics who sell drugs, who do gangster shit, who get tattoos, who don't got them, who play their salsa music loud as fuck at 2 a.m., or they reggaeton. They call them spics and wetbacks, and they don't even consider themselves the same thing. They say that they are Mexican American. We're not the same as them. I've heard so many Republican Mexican Americans say that. We're not the same as them. Uppity bitch. I know uppity nigga when I see one. You just tan. I see you. In your superior complexes. You just like those white people who look at other white people and they got the same exact skin, but they still treat them like niggas. I'm aware of you. I make this show for you. So you can understand that you're not fooling nobody just because I use the word. You don't have me fooled, even though I use the word nigga, but I keep veering off into a whole nother show. Y'all keep making me veer off into another show. Episode 29, are you black or are you a nigga? When somebody black says, man, I can't stand living around a bunch of niggas. When you black and you got a nice little house out there in the suburbs and you got some black people that's throwing fucking beer cans in your yard after they motherfucking party, or they letting their dog, they letting their pit run all off the motherfucking chain, scared the shit out your kids and shit in your yard. Nigga. That's nigga shit, man. You're the only one on the block who goddamn come home at fucking 1:30 when everybody else on the block working. You know that, and you bamming the 12s with the tweeters up loud as they can go because you just came back from the club fucked up. You fucking nigga, you. Damn it, man. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm just trying to keep it 100. K100. That's what that means. That's why I talk this way. That's why my subject matter and content is what it is. I'm the person you talk to when your best friend that you normally say this shit around out of town with their girl or whatever for a week or two and you can't talk to nobody. I'm here for you. K100 Internet Radio, man. It's the purpose of the show. That's why I'm here. I got a couple callers. Here we go. First caller. 678. Oh, this key. Key, what's happening?
Oh, not so much.
What's going on? What's happening? I'm just checking in. 44429, you next. All right. Go ahead, Key. What you got to say what I'm talking about tonight?
Yeah, I'm black with some nigga tendency.
Everybody is.
I'm the one that live out in the suburbs, and you know what I'm saying? I don't like living around a bunch of niggas. I don't care. But it's some white niggas in my neighborhood, so...
And you see that? You see how she just used that, everybody,
yeah.
White nigga?
I use it across racial lines. I use
right.
The word nigga. It can go for any race as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And like I just told everybody, you might not use the word white nigga. You might say that motherfucking trash or that spick or that cracker, you know, but you really mean white or Hispanic or whatever version of the word nigga. In the negative sense of the word, people.
Yep.
Pay attention. Keep up. Keep up, people. I'm kind of quick. Keep up.
But
so,
also, still, I try not to call black people niggas, period. Like, I don't be like, what's up, my nigga? I don't do that either.
Right. That's a regional thing. It's actually a lot of people who don't really say that. I think Florida might be the one place who say it more than anybody. When you say the word, we say the term, what's up, my nigga, I think more than anybody else I met from any other region. And I got friends from a lot of states, and I've been to a lot of states. And I think Florida dudes, we the ones who say, what's up, my nigga, more than anything. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. I don't know why, but we do. It is what it is. Not just Bay County. It's all of Florida. You feel what I'm saying? We say the term, what's up, my nigga, more than anywhere else. Somebody in Atlanta might say, what's up, shout it, before they say that. You know up north, they ain't even finna say that shit. They're going to be like, what's up, son, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Out west, it might be like, what's up, homie? Now, Texas, I think I seen some Texas cats use it a little, about as much as us, but still, Florida got them beat for the most part. We use the word in that term a lot. All right, well, fuck it. Fuck it, nigga. Okay, yeah. Whatever. We use it how we want to. I already went into a whole nother fucking section of show, which y'all kind of jumped on a whole nother subject about why we can use the word in the negative and the positive light. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
I don't like the period. I don't like the word period.
But you just said But you do use the word.
Yeah, but when I use it, I'm strictly using it in the term that in the way that it's meant to be used.
Whenever
I say the word bitch.
Wait.
I mean it in the most negative term that it can be.
See, we already got into a whole other show that I was gonna do. See, y'all keep making me break off in the other show because we already brought that up. Somebody brought that up. And that was going to be one of my upcoming shows. The show was going to be Wonder Why They Call You Bitch. And I was going to have a lot of different things that I mentioned from that title. But also the fact that a lot of women don't like being called the word bitch. But they'd be like, shit, that's my motherfucking bitch. Or that's my mother and shit. They'd be on the phone with their homegirls and be like, man, bitch, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? They say the word like we mean the word. But then if a nigga called them bitch, that's a whole other subject. But you can equate that to nigga. When sometimes some niggas
nobody,
like, that's
I don't want anybody calling me either of the two words. And if you do call me that, I take it as a negative term.
Right.
I don't call people either one unless I mean it exactly the way it's meant to be used.
I feel you. But my motherfucking nigga P-Reg, you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking nigga Dick Swole, we gonna talk to him tonight. P-Reg is goddamn absent because he didn't want to get his fucking hair wet.
Oh, stop playing.
He admitted as much on the air. You know what I'm saying? Because it's raining.
Because
it's raining. Anyway.
It don't matter. I got a ponytail.
Fucking P-Reg. Anyway, but thanks everybody for tuning in for the second hour. I got my lines blowing up, Key. I feel what you're saying. All right. Basically, you're saying you black with nigga tendencies, right?
Yeah, I do. Now, I can bring the nigga out, need be.
Right. But you never use the word in the positive. You never be like, man, that's my motherfucking nigga.
Nah.
Or you'll never be like, if you see somebody, be like, man, that nigga dope as a motherfucker if you like what he just did.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Well, I do. I do. All the time. Sorry. All right, hold on. 44429.
What's up, Blue? It's Nicole.
Hey, what's happening, Nicole? Time for my Facebook friends checking in. Go ahead, Nicole.
You know, I'm black, but I do have the tendencies. And if I use the word, it is, just like the previous caller, completely negative. But I have a favorite phrase. It's bitch-ass nigga. So if I'm going to use it, it come along with that. It's bitch-ass nigga. I'm going to put it together.
Oh, you're going to make it all one word.
Yeah, that's my word.
Nigga is so flexible. It can be used as a regular word, a compound word. You know, it can be so many uses.
That's my phrase. That's the phrase that pays. If I'm going to use it, it's going together. And it's negative.
Right.
But the only problem I have is I don't care who uses it, but you only use it around family. You don't use it out amongst company.
Right.
That's the problem I have. And when I say family, I mean black people, because I can blow that off. But if I'm around a whole lot of white people and you're just spewing it, it's annoying.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had got cut off.
Did you hear?
Yeah, no, say that one more time.
That I just prefer if they're going to use it around family. Are you doing that on purpose?
Okay. I don't know what the hell's going on. My show's going in and out. Hello? Yeah. Okay. But I heard what you said. I was hearing what you're saying, but I couldn't get my audio through. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, my audio was tripping.
Yeah, but that's it. I don't want to get you off the subject.
No, I feel what you're saying, though, but I mean, you basically said, like Keela said, you know, you kind of use it only in a negative or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that, like, you know, but I just want people to understand that, you know, using the word different kind of ways does take away power from it in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I use the word positively and negatively. I use it both ways, and you just got to be motherfucking black to understand what the fuck I just said.
But see, we know you're intelligent. You use the word fodder.
Right. I got a wide vocabulary.
Anderson Cooper.
I use about 20% of my vocabulary for the sake of this show. Most of the time.
But we know that. People who know you, we know that. But when you're out in the world, you portray that. So some people can't do that. They can't walk that line like you can.
Yeah, I know. I can turn it on and off.
Exactly.
It takes practice to be able to do it. But I won't deny the fact that I do it. I won't be hypocritical. This is K100.
Well, but you do it around family. I've never seen you around a whole bunch of white people saying it. But then again,
right.
I ain't never seen you around a whole bunch of white people.
Also true.
So I don't know. You might be doing it. Stop it.
I don't know. Also true. All right. Great show. Love it. Hold on a second. One of my other callers is hitting number one. I got two. Oh, at the same time.
Hey, Lee. Come on, baby.
Shay Shay, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening? Yeah,
I'm
what we talking about?
I'm home. Yeah, I kicked in kind of late, though, because I left my headset at home, and I was, like, beating ass trying to get home so I could, like, tune in.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you tuning in. That's what's up. My lines are filling up now. How y'all doing, 9 o'clock people? We've been on this. We've been at it for an hour. We done. The only thing, I love all y'all. Thank all y'all. But the only thing about it is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in. The only thing about y'all is I have to keep repeating shit. Cause they
you know
be
we
just
on nigga time. Come on.
And I be breaking shit down all smooth and eloquently. And then I be getting like two more drinks and then another half a blunt in me by the time 9 get here. And I forget what I said or I don't say it as articulate. And so they all my 9 o'clock people be like, this nigga is a nigga. He ain't got no black in him at all. And some of my 8 o'clock people be like, yeah, he's what I said. He's what he said he is. He's black with nigga tendencies. Which one are you, Shay? Holla at me.
I think I'm black with some nigga tendencies. As hence, I just tuned in on nigga time. So, you know.
Exactly. They call it CP time, folks.
Yeah.
Color people time.
I just said that to be funny.
I know. Listen. Basically what I said earlier, and for everybody, I just had like 6 people jump, almost 5 people jump on the line. You know?
I was going to comment on that one thing, though, when you get done.
Go ahead before
about,
you.
But just about using the term nigga in general. I try not to because my mama get on that about a lot. But, you know, sometimes it slip up depending on the context, what I'm saying. But I think that with guys, I think you guys more so use it as a term of camaraderie. It's just like taking ownership of the word.
Yes,
and
we did.
Kind of like taking the negative connotation out of it.
Right,
and,
right,
know,
we did.
Turning it around
I went into this whole spiel about that, Shay. I broke it all the way down for some of these black folks and some of these motherfuckers out here who like to criticize when we use the word in the positive light. I broke it all the way, mm-hmm. all the way down in the simplest form, like it's a fraction, okay? In the simplest form, I broke it down, numerator and denominator. There I go again with that fucking vocabulary of mine. Damn it.
You understand what I'm saying?
You feel what I'm saying?
I do. I feel
listen,
that.
Listen, I break
see,
it down because
good.
I want you to go back and listen to the show and anybody who
I'm
just
definitely going to.
Go back and listen to the first part of this show so you can understand why I broke it down, why I can use it in a positive light and a negative light. I broke it all the way down for y'all. I just can't. I'm a little too tipsy to do it at this particular point in the show. I'm 2 drinks in, Shay. I'm 2 drinks in at this point.
Only 2?
Only 2. I only allow myself 1 drink per hour. So by the time
I've had more than you and I got to work tonight.
Damn it, man! That nigga shit! Damn it! Only niggas go to work drunk! Come on, Shay!
I got started earlier.
You got a job, so that makes you not like a nigga, but you go to work drunk, so that makes you a nigga.
I told you I got
it! Get it! Do y'all get it, people? Do y'all get it? Now, how we using the word, how I'm breaking this down. Ha ha, funny. We made it funny.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
You have to take the negative away from it and turn it around and use it for yourself. I mean, not everybody, you know, but I'm just saying, but those of us who use it, you know, it can be interchangeable. It can be used in terms of positive, just like, you know, like, you know, nigga, please. You know, nigga, why are you trying me like that or something like that? Or it could be turned around and use it as a negative.
Right. All right. I appreciate you calling. Hey, you know what? You can stay on the line right now. I'm going to play something for you, all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the line now. I got my ear set in. I'm good.
All right. All right, everybody who just tuned in, you tuned in late, so you missed a lot of the discussion, but I'm coming right back. But before I go, I'm going to play some music from an artist who probably doesn't see eye to eye at all about what I'm saying tonight. She's a neo-soul artist, you know what I'm saying? And she's her name is Taisha. I played a couple of songs of mine that she's featured with. She couldn't call in right now tonight, but I am going to spin some of her music, and we'll get her in for an interview. She's a neo-soul artist. Kind of in the likes of India Ari, Erykah Badu, a little bit of Jill Scottish. Has a very unique voice. It's my introduction. Sup, Ty? I know you're listening, though. All right. Taisha Brown. I'm going to play Learn to Love. She sent me three tracks, but I think Learn to Love is different enough to give you the real vibe of what kind of artist she is. So this is Taisha Brown. If you go on my Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend, look at my page. I posted a link to her video, Dance, if you want to. But this is called Learn to Love. I'm going to spin this for you. We'll be coming right back. K100 Internet Radio, man. We break good music, too.
Friendship fluid and Afrobeat. Natural Afrobeat. I thought slowly if he called me up and told me that old black women ain't women ain't. And not to degrade them. Frankly, he hates to hate them. But ain't really trying to date them. You're gonna learn the love. That's you. What it was loving was hurting, dude. I see we got a lot of work to do. Cause you ain't even getting what nurtures you. And you ain't even need to act fool. And when the whole lack of rehearsal do. Personal, let them grow up in the sand, is what you're gonna do. You're gonna learn when kissing. Oh, I don't know you're gonna friend. I don't know if I can say it, but you need it. What you missing, how can you say? Can't I even do but it? Change? Yeah. We love you. Oh, I love you. You told me there was no love. I didn't know love.
Yeah. Ill music. I knew what. Why'd you leave that? Why'd you? I wonder why. I like how she let that at the end just peel out with that sample. It's Taisha Brown, man. It's my homegirl, man. She good people, man. You dig? It's just her song. It's called Learn to Love. If you really listen to the words, you know what I'm saying? She was talking about how, you know, you're going to learn to love black women. You feel me? At the very first verse, she was talking about how the dude said he don't even fuck with sisters like that. And she kind of just basically broke it down. You're going to learn to love sisters. She's got great music. I'm telling you, man. Ty! We not letting you quit. I get some money, baby. I'm going to make you a star. Her music is very original. And she also produces and raps and DJs and all kind of shit. So big ups to her, man. That's really my homegirl, man. I respect her as an artist, and I don't say that a lot, if you haven't noticed. All right? 347-934-0966. Welcome back to K100 Radio. Of course, what I'm talking about tonight absolutely don't fit her style. Are you black or are you a nigga? I'm back, bitches. Yeah, I had to go there after I just played that kind of music. Hopefully I get a chance before we end. I might end up with another one of her joints because she sent me like 4 joints and all of them was murder. Ladies, if you like that, you tell me to play another one at the end of the show, I'll play another one. No problem. I got 4 of them. All right. Veronica McNair, did you hit the number 1?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
That song was fly though. If you want to play another one, I'm all for it. That was tight.
That's what's up. I know. You heard that, huh? That music is dope. I like that. All right.
Yeah,
hold on. I think Shay just hit number 1 when I say that. What's up, Shay?
Yes, I like her sound. I'm feeling that. You can go ahead and play another one of them. I'm with Veronica on that. Yeah,
okay.
That's why I hit the number 1, just to go ahead and give her her props.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'll play it again. I got another dope one. Actually, I played the one that she got the video for. Like I said, anybody listening, that's my Facebook friend. And y'all got links to the show. If you're listening to the show and you got the internet and you're not a part of the Facebook group K100 or the Facebook page, if you're not a fan, you need to go to Facebook and do a search for K100 Internet Radio. When you see the middle finger up, that's us. Go to the page. You understand what I'm saying? Become a fan of the page and also join the discussion group where we get a lot of our topics from and we talk a lot of crap on there, just like we talk a lot of crap on this show. You dig? All right? Y'all holler at us, man. Show that love and that support, and that's where some of my topics come from. So if you get a good discussion going on the group page on Facebook, I bring it to the airwaves if it got a lot of hits and comments. All right, that's what's up. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 on your keypad. We talking about black? Are you black? Or are you a nigga? I don't know. All I know is there's a difference. Some people like to jumble all the words and terms together. But, nah, man. You got black people and you got niggas. And like most of my callers said, you got black people that have nigga tendencies when pushed. Some people don't like when you use the word nigga positively. Like when I say, what's up, my nigga, which I do. But I understand that, but they still use the word nigga. So, I mean, whatever. All right. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 on your pad. If you want to holler at me, I got like 15 calls on the line, but nobody wants to talk. I'm not going to open your line up if you don't hit the number 1. All of y'all. All of you. That's you, and you. So I want all of my 850 people being quiet tonight. They normally be the ones that want to talk some shit. I don't know. Hold on. I think Key hit the number 1. Key, did you hit the number 1?
Oh, now I'm just listening to the song.
You like that song?
Yeah, I like it. I like her anyway. I like the first couple songs you played
from
her.
Oh, yeah, man. Her stuff is dope, though. That's like, she got this jazzy kind of style. But all right. I'm going to play one of those other songs at the end of the show, for real. I'm going to ride out with that one, that dance if you want to shit. All right? All right, Keith.
All right.
But basically what I have done tonight was break down the fact that, and what most of my callers have agreed to is, they black with, like, nigga tendencies. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I will admit as such, that's what I am. You feel me? I feel like I'm a black person. I don't feel like I'm a nigga, like, ignorant all the time, 24-7, but people can bring the nigga out of me, and so I do nigga shit sometimes because, you know, I just get agitated like that, and I just snap and do some nigga shit. Wasn't a smart thing to do, some ignorant shit, but I do it. So I just feel like I'm black, and like every other caller called on this phone tonight said, that answered the call, that took a call, yeah, they said they black with some nigga tendencies, but they don't feel like they niggas. They feel like they black people that just, when you push them, they can do some nigga shit if they have to, or if it's necessary. 44944, get at me.
Hey, Blue.
What's going on? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I got you now. What's going on? Is this Ty?
Yeah, I was
talking. Yeah, an unmistakable voice. Even when she ain't singing, I know who the hell that is. I ain't recognize your number, but I knew that was you. What's going on, Ty? What's up?
Okay, I wanted to thank you for playing the song.
No problem.
I wanted to tell you, I sent you a link on Facebook with, you know, black folk, even if they say they black, they can't, it's definitely difficult for them to hold it in. And so this is broadcasted, this news, YouTube, this broadcaster. You seen that one?
Oh, you got the dude that if something happened and he just started cussing and shit, like he all proper at first, and then he... What happened? A fly or something happened to him.
Yes,
I think I seen that,
yeah. That's the one. I think that was crazy.
Right. Everybody's seen that. Especially if you're on Facebook. You couldn't have missed that one yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's some shit where motherfuckers got them all of a sudden. You can hide that shit, but deep down, if you got some nigga in you, it'll come out. Without your, you can't control it. It just shoot out. You know what I'm saying?
I gave you the link because of the video you and P. Reg was in and Affiliated Hustlers.
Right, exactly. I did. Everybody, if you are my Facebook friend, please go to my wall. I actually posted it up, Ty. You got to look at my comments for the day. But I posted up a link that Taisha has for a video, Dance If You Want To. And, it, of course, you know, I mean, not because I'm in the video. It's because the video and the song is good. But I am in the video, you know. Got a little cameo. So, you know, check me out, even though you don't even show my damn face hardly in it.
I know. That's not my editing, though. I wouldn't have did that.
I know. The girl that got edited.
You need to tell your listeners, you mixed down the whole joint. You know, you
right.
mixed down the whole album. Blue
yeah.
was in countless hours, you know, trying to make it happen. And, you know, he did, you know, he was the part that made me sound, you know, I could sound good, but when you sound extra good, that's Blue. You know, that's Chainless Entertainment. So,
right.
you know, talk a good one, but you need to pump yourself up because you was like the mix master on all them joints.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. One time for Ty and myself. I did mix her records. Yeah, I don't like to bring all that up, you know what I'm saying, because I just do want the artist to shine, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, and I don't want people to be like, oh, it's because he mixed it, he's feeling it. No, that shit is just good music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that I've mixed a lot of shit that's whack as fuck, and I'll tell you that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, no, you had some good music, and I think that's why we still friends to this day, man. We met at a session. I was just engineering it, and I was that impressed with her music, and that's why we still friends to this day. We collaborated on, I lost track of how many songs and other stuff. So, yeah, it's respect as an artist, from artist to artist. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. More to come, but. I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing, and I'm enjoying the show.
All right. Appreciate it.
Blessing.
All right. Right. What time? 347-934-0966. I told you if your music's good, man, I'm going to give you some shine. Y'all need to spread the word. Tell the rest of the people, man. What's happening? You understand what I'm saying? Let them know, man. I mean, I appreciate Ty for showing me some love. And putting out there what I be wanting to say all the time, but I'm just a little bit too humble to do it. I am, in fact, the fucking shit, bitches. But I'm not going to even get on my own boat. It's not about me tonight. It's about you niggas.
Yeah.
All you niggas in my fucking complex letting your motherfucking badass kids fuck up the tennis courts, kick the motherfucking lights over, sit all in the motherfucking breezeway. Because they ain't in school, and they ain't got shit to do, so they want to wake a motherfucker up, being loud as fuck. All you niggas with badass, uncontrolled kids.
Yeah!
Raising these little nigglets.
Yeah!
Sick of you, whack-ass parents. Really sick of you. Really tired of you. You're getting on my nerve. I'm ready to move away from you niggas.
Yeah!
That's how we mean the word when we say it like that. Of course, I can also say, you know what? Yo, man, I'm fucking with the motherfucking nigga. I'm fucking with that nigga such and such, man. It's my dude, man. It's my nigga. I can't say that. I can, and I do. I use the term. But for the purposes of this show, we're talking about that first example. Are you black or are you a nigga? All of my people have been calling in saying they black with nigga tendencies. Some of them say they, well, I guess most of them say they only bring out the nigga shit when they pushed. You know, somebody got to push them into doing the nigga shit for the most part. But they all say they got it in them. They'll admit to it. There's nothing wrong with that. We also broke down the fact that white people have their version of nigga. Hispanics do. Asians do. You know what I'm saying? They just got different words. They don't use the word nigga, but they got different terms for that person that is on some crazy ignorant shit in their race. But it's their race, so they just find out, you know, come up with some fucking words, you know, to use. They got their own versions of the shit is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So we already discussed that also. 347-934-0966. If you're on the air and you haven't hollered at me tonight, hit the number one. You understand what I'm saying? That's where we at with the show. Are you a nigga or are you black? Or are you black with a little nigga in you? Alright? Hold on, I think somebody... Shay, you hit the one?
Yeah, I'm just talking all kinds of stuff tonight. It was just, this is something in relation to that about, like, you know, other people who are non-black, white people, whatever, you know, they got little terms too. You know, my sister, she's married to a white dude. We have a little term that we use in mixed company. You know, people say TWP for white trash. We just say ivory litter. That way they don't exactly know that we're talking about them.
Wait. Stop it! Listen. What is ivory? What'd you say?
Ivory litter.
Ivory litter?
Mm-hmm. Like trash.
Ivory litter.
We just mixed it up when we're in mixed company.
This is the type of shit I'm talking about. When people start, you know, making up all these extra other words. But a one word, you know, I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you don't want to offend him when he's around or whatever. I mean,
I don't know what he's talking about, everybody else don't.
Right, obviously you ain't going to say the word cracker or nothing while he's around him, while he's married, she's married to a white guy or whatever.
Yeah, that's why we just came up with that term. You know exactly what we're talking about, but yeah, everybody else don't. So we just try to be discreet about it.
Since you got a... You about the only person I can ask. You got a family member that's white. You got a white brother-in-law. That's as close as I got tonight. No other white people is called, so I'm going to ask you this. Does he use the word trash and cracker when he's talking about some stupid shit white people do?
I don't really know. Well, see, because they have the two young boys, they really are careful about their language. However, they make fun of everybody. I mean, he don't discriminate. When he's talking about something, he'll just be looking at my sister and looking at your people. She'll be like, oh, that's your people. I mean, they do stuff like that.
I don't know if I like
your
people.
Huh?
I don't know. Do I like him saying your people?
No. I'm just talking about, like, when he's referring to, like, somebody white, he will say, he's like, look at that. You know, he'll make jokes. I mean, we all know what we all talking about, but they don't use like nigger, cracker, stuff like that because of the boys, you know.
Right.
They just try to be, you know, desensitized because they don't want them to be confused.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, man? They got mixed kids. You can't say everything like, you can't be using this terminology.
Yeah, we can't get down like we want to now. When the kids ain't in the room, that's another thing. But when the kids are around, they have to, you know.
Yeah, you can't
tone down a little bit.
I tone it down for the kids. Like I said, K100 is not a kids program. So if you're thinking that I'm going to tone it down, No, not you. I'm talking about anybody listening.
Okay.
I already know. You know the rules around this motherfucker. It's nothing.
Hell yeah.
Say what I want to say.
Everybody the kids, like, cover their ears.
Right. But so I don't know. So have you said nigga around him, or does he be like, you know? Have you been, like, talking and be like, man, this nigga here?
My brother does. My brother is just like, you know, whatever. But then again, you know, him and my brother, they
they get together and it's like, okay, to see him, he looks obviously very much white. But, like, when you hang out with him, you forget what he looks like on the outside because he is, like, so desensitized in that manner. And, like, with him and my brother just hanging out, tripping or whatever, it's just like the boys, you know what I mean? And they'll get to acting crazy, you know, just doing stupid stuff. And, you know, they'll get to, like, you know, imitating people and stuff like that. They got these little impressions that they do. They got the gay guy impression that they do. They got this little somebody from some comedy skit show, some dude that they do. I mean, so it's just like, you know, we, you know, ain't nothing of it.
Okay. All right. I feel you. Well, I mean, like I said, they use the word nigga too. They just substitute it for another word. But the meaning of the word, the way we use it, most black people, when we say it, they have their versions of it too. White people do. I know that for a fact. I've witnessed it. I've heard them say it. And I'm actually trying to desensitize the word myself, man. I'm trying to make the word not have as much power every little day. When I say shit like this, when I do shows like this, you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I have a frank conversation about language that I'm using like this tonight. It actually made people be like, okay, nigga, I heard it before, nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to do my part to desensitize the word myself. I also had a couple of callers who said they don't like when nobody use it in any kind of way, unless, like, they only use it only when it's negative. I think it was Nicole and Keith. They was like, yo, when we use it, we only mean it negatively. So they don't like when a motherfucker say, what's up, my nigga? They don't like that. They don't like when people use the word nigga. But they also do use the word nigga, but they only use it in a negative light. Just like the word bitch, we got into that. The difference when women use the word, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
sometimes women use
their
word
too.
Yeah, interchangeably, and you know what I'm saying? You know, some people, but like she was saying, she don't use the word in any context unless it's negative. Like when she say bitch, she really mean the word bitch. And when she say nigga, she only mean it in an ignorant motherfucking light. She don't never mean it like, what's up, my nigga? And I can get that. I dig that. You understand what I'm saying? But she also admitted that she's a black person with nigga tendencies. So, I don't know.
It's different levels. Like, I mean, like, again, like, with the females, like, on average, we ain't going to just be running around talking about nigga this, nigga that. I mean, you know, really.
Right.
Straight up. I mean,
it's a different, that's just the difference between the sexes. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I'm you know.
It's kind of like with the word bitch. You know, it's like with females. You know, those of us who use it like that, I mean, when we use it with each other, it's like it has a different reference than when, like, you know, somebody uses it, someone else uses it against us.
Right. We understand.
Like a
understand.
Negative connotation, so.
Yeah. If we say bitch, you're going to take
it
one
way.
If any male used the word bitch, you're going to automatically have your antennas on deck to see what the fuck this nigga just said. You feel me? And most of the time, if he's saying it to you as a female, he might not mean it positively. It's rare. That nigga might be a little suspect if he's like,
he might be kicking his teeth off before, too.
You know, I mean, but you know what? Why do fags get to use the word and we can't use it? Why straight niggas can't say
because
bitch?
Because they just like chicks. They don't know.
Ladies, y'all answer that for me. Ladies, why can the gay motherfuckers call y'all bitch, but we can't? The gay dudes be like, bitch? I know they be acting all feminine, but still, nigga, he's still a dude.
We don't even see them like dudes.
Fuck us up with that. Y'all in a double standard.
They ain't real men. They're not real men.
I know they ain't no motherfucking real men, but still.
That's why we just brush it right on off.
You know what I'm saying?
Like if a girl says it.
It's all these rules, then sub-rules, and then Article 9.678.8. You know what I'm saying? All these goddamn.
You don't have to write a book. Guidelines.
All these appendages to this shit. But I like that, though. I like the fact that we made it even that more complex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? I love the fact that you got to be from where I'm from and be one of my people to understand how I mean that shit. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know? I don't want everybody to know the code. Keep some shit for yourself. Hell. All the goddamn Indian people know the code to buying sickos. We don't know the code to buying a sicko. We don't know the code to buy the sicko. They know the code to buy the gas stations. We don't know it. Can we have something? God.
We got our own language.
Damn it, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Can we have something? 347-934-0966. Are you black or are you a nigga? The question of the night, episode 29. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever said, are you black, and have you ever said, yo, I can't stand living around a bunch of niggas? This show's for you. What you mean by that? Are you black, or are you a nigga? Okay, Shay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a question, man. Because I don't understand. What's the big deal about the word, first of all? Even on top of that, I mean, you know, you may have a little nigga tendencies in you. A lot of my callers do. They don't even like to use the word. They say they don't even want to use the word nigga unless it means negative. But they do admit that they got some nigga in them. So what they saying is they may have a temper. They may not take no bullshit. They may be a little ghetto. Whichever way you want to take it. See, I'm trying to get y'all to get off this one set meaning. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's just one of them words that we have morphed into meaning so many different things. You know what I'm saying? But its original meaning is what most people have the problem with. Most people have a problem with the fact that the word came from nigger, I-G-G-E-R, and nigger, I-G-G-A. We have morphed it, and a lot of people like to try and tie them together like they're the same thing. If you live in the real world, if you my nerve herder, what's up, Family Guy fans? If you my nerve herder, if you don't watch Family Guy, skip the last 15 seconds. If you do, you get it. All right. One of the funniest shows on TV. Fuck it. I'm just talking. I can't. Kill yourself if you don't get that joke. Or maybe you didn't see that episode. Anyway. What I'm saying is we're trying to take power out of the word anyway. When we have these kind of discussions, when we talk about this shit, it's not meant to be offensive. You actually should. Every black person should listen to this show. We had a girl that called a couple of days ago last week named Elizabeth who really, 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 really needs to listen to this show and every other fucking show I do because she's so confused about what she is, what it means to be black. You understand? The fact that she, I don't know if she thinks she came to terms, but the fact that she's black, I've never seen that much self-hate in my life except on fucking Maury Povich. I don't know. Never talked to it in person, but yeah. So it is what it is, man. It's just a word. Are you black or are you a nigga? Inherently, that's the question. That's what I got for you tonight. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line. I think I'm about to open up the lines in a minute. I see this one caller been sitting here for a minute, man. I really want to go to him, but they don't want to. Let me try it anyway. Yo, caller.
Hello.
What's going on? I know you didn't hit number one. I know you didn't click the talk. Who is this?
Miss Peach.
Miss Peaches. Wait a minute. I almost goddamn shot you, Miss Peaches. I ain't know who you was, Sonny. Came in the motherfucking house and you not dope, girl. I ain't know who you was. About to kill you.
I was about to hit the one. I was just being
this whole time. I thought you was somebody else. Y'all in these phantom numbers y'all be calling me from. Damn it.
No, I was busy. That's how I was, you know, trying to listen and everything at the same time.
Okay.
But to answer your question,
uh-huh,
I am black and do have nigger tendencies.
Right. Just like everybody else. Just like everybody else, y'all. Right?
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm one of those females where me and my homegirls, you know, and these my homies. You know, we might address each other as what's up, bitch, or whatever.
Right.
But like you said, when a dude say it to a woman,
right,
9 times out of 10, it's not meant to be positive. But that's just like when a girl call a nigga. Most of the time when a girl call a nigga,
uh-huh,
they mad about something.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't really use that term a lot, but, you know, it's the same. Just like when a girl calls a dude a nigga, she
right.
either pissed off or some type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
So,
just like a nigga calls a girl a bitch.
Right, right. So you are negative. You saying you use it mostly in a negative light, right, is what you're saying?
Well, I would say about 50-50. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like 50-50 with it too, though. I'm like,
right, because sometimes I might call my brother and be like, what's up, nigga? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Then again, I might be talking to some dude or something that pissed me off, and I'm, you know, shit,
you like,
nigga, what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like 50-50 for me.
All right, Miss Peaches, appreciate
it. And then let me tell you some nigga shit.
Oh, go ahead, give me
now
some
this. So nigga shit is clothes hanging over the balcony.
Oh, what they do not? Oh, when you in the apartment complex and they drying their clothes on the balcony, nigga, like me and motherfucking San Juan, Puerto Rico. You fucking, damn it, man. Where they do that?
Yeah.
I already said my nigga shit that I want to mash niggas about. Yeah. They let me badass nigglet kids be in my motherfucking breezeway making all that motherfucking noise because they black ass ain't got to go to motherfucking school like nobody else ain't got to go to motherfucking school around this bitch. Fucking nigga. Damn it. That's my nigga shit I want to mash. Anybody, y'all call up and tell me some nigga shit y'all want
to
mash.
Oh, yeah. I want to say this. Tell P. Ray he can wrap this.
Go ahead. P-Red, what'd you say now?
All right. I mean, tell P-Red he could have wrapped his damn hair and came on.
Hold on. I'm going to let you tell him. I'm going to call him. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. Miss Peaches.
Huh?
Don't go nowhere. I'm going to call this nigga. My call-in feature and them pop back up on me. Hold on. When you call and say, P-Red, it's Miss Peaches. Say, nigga, you could have wrapped that shit up, nigga. Hold on. I'm going to dial him right. Hold on. Hold on. He might not answer the phone. He might be listening online and he ain't gonna answer the phone. Or he might be like, I'm answering the phone if he ain't gonna call me for real. I'm calling him for real. But Peaches, when he answers the phone, you answer.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, he ain't gonna answer the phone. Tell him on the voicemail. I'm letting it go to the voicemail. You guys stay on the voicemail. We fucking with P-Red, y'all. I'm sorry. Only got 5 minutes left. Oh, man.
Yes. You have just reached P-Red's of Affiliated Hustlers. Also the co-host of K100 Radio.
That's no fucking professional.
Your name, your number, or your email, or some type of contact information, and I will get back with you ASAPleton.
No, that's where you went, nigga. Hit the fucker. You fucking black person with nigga tendencies. You start out the fucking email shit. And by the way, this is live on the air. We're recording this fucking voicemail. Damn it. You leave the fucking shit. You like, you the co-host of this and the part of Philae Hustles. And then you say, hit me back. Hey, Sappleton. What the fuck, nigga? Miss Peaches. Miss Peaches, tell the nigga what you had to say, Miss Peaches, on the air.
Yeah, I want to tell you, P. Red, you could have wrapped that shit up, nigga, and came on in that rain. It's all quiet on the damn phone and shit. Bring your ass the next time, goddammit.
That's what niggas do. They don't come to work for bullshit reasons like it's raining. Bye, nigga!
Okay.
I just left that voicemail on P. Red shit live on the air. That was funny. Might do that again sometime. Appreciate it, Miss Peaches.
All right.
Key, what's happening?
Man, I am going to clown P. Reds when he come back about that ASAPleton shit. Who the hell say that? Who said that?
What the fuck
that?
Is ASAPleton?
What is that?
I don't know what this dude is talking about. This guy.
Nigga.
This is what happens when you mix black people with niggas.
That's that nigga shit right now.
This is the type of shit that happens when you do that.
ASAPleton.
Damn it, man. What the fuck is that guy here, man?
Y'all crazy.
I don't know about
this
dude.
I just had to say that. I'm clowning when he come back, though.
I hope he listening. I should have just kept the shit, kept running and filled up his voicemail until that bitch cut off.
She's crazy.
Right. All right. Well, appreciate everybody calling. Hold on, Key.
All right.
Yo, appreciate everybody calling. I'm finna spin one more Ty Songz real quick because y'all said that y'all wanted to hear it. All right, so This time I'm going to spin the joint she got called Dance If You Want To. She has a video for this particular joint. I wish I had the link right in front of me. I would actually read it out and tell you what's the name of the link. But I don't got the link right in front of me. But if you are my Facebook friend or you know me on Facebook or go to the show, I'm gonna post it up on the show link. And also I posted it up already on my page as one of my links for the day. But this is called Dance If You Want To. It's by Tyshia Brown. All right. Y'all respecting it, and we're going to close the show out when I come back. Thanks for listening, man.